Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hoot and Holler Show. I'm Linda, filling in for Lonnie. I'm in California. Lonnie's dad's in surgery, so the prayers are going out to him and the family. And this Bill from Indiana's on. Our weather here is fantastic. It's been that way for a couple weeks. Welcome to the show, Bill. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing great here in Indiana. I'm sitting here with Chad, my wife, and Brittany. And Scott has stepped outside to smoke a cigarette. You know, we're having pretty nice weather, too. And
awesome.
Right off the bat, first thing I'd like to do is I'd like to send out condolences to the family of Stephen Sutloff, the journalist that was beheaded in over in Iraq by ISIS.
Absolutely.
It shows you what kind of people we're dealing with in ISIS. They have no remorse. They have no, I mean, you're killing journalists. It's a matter of time before this kind of stuff starts happening here.
That's what everyone's afraid of. But there's a lot of people out there who belong to militias and should actually start their own. they're pretty gung-ho. But, no, these people that you're dealing with, these psychotic people, they have no human life doesn't have any value to these people. They live in you know, Cro-Magnon era. Their brains probably are about as, you know, the size of a what is that one, the Brontosaurus or whatever it is. It's got the little tiny head and the long neck. Anyway, that's about what you're dealing with. So what do you expect, Bill?
There's no nice way to deal with these kinds of people.
No.
There is no nice way to deal with them.
Because they don't understand anything else except conquest, violence, and
if you don't eradicate them, they will eradicate you.
Right.
That's how it is.
There's no difference between them and a marauder like Genghis Khan. This is what only Genghis was smarter than these people. It's hellish. It's definitely scorched earth. They're beheading people in the manner they have done for thousands of years or hundreds or whatever. And they will never evolve beyond the 7th or 8th century. They just won't. It's impossible. They're a mess. And like the one Tarantino said, and she won't apologize for it, and I was happy that she didn't. I believe she was on Fox News or a Fox contributor. And she says the only thing they understand is a bullet in the brain. And I'm with her on that one. And of course, we have an idiot, you know, Lurch Carey. The whole thing's a joke. Obama plays golf. Rome's burning. He doesn't care. He's one of them. Believe me. That's all over the internet today. And I don't know if you saw it, but there was also, I think I'll probably do that one. They were doing it on radio today just before we got on. The Vaughns, their son, along with several others of Extortion 17, you remember that, the Navy SEALs? They just sent another letter to Omegat. They are so done with this guy. I mean, they were the two of the parents that I'd seen, several of them on that 3-hour teleconference when, you know, about a year ago, and they've written a book. That book was talked about at length on Hannity's show probably about 6 months ago, and I'm glad they're sticking to their guns because they know that this was an absolute hit on that Chinook by this administration. This is what you're dealing with, and there's not one single person in that Congress who has a spine. They talk a great game. They do nothing. They might as well go out on the golf course with him. They're not doing
and
anything.
They've openly come out and said they're going to ignore the ISIS situation and all the other stuff, and if they're going to start pushing the economy and that kind of stuff. And they really, I had a chance to sit here today with people that were saying, well, raise the minimum wage. And I said, tell me what good that's going to do you. And they're like, well, I'll have more money in my pocket. I said,
no, you won't.
Because
you won't have a job.
You're going to pay the extra you're going to have to pay for electricity.
Well, first of all, the people will cut back on their hiring just like any time. Okay, if you read anything of economics, that is considered price fixing by a government. It is central planning. All you have to do is read Hayek's book, Road to Serfdom, and a couple chapters of Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations, and you will understand. Hey, Rod and Yo, welcome. We got them both in here. They just joined us.
This is out of what highlights from REMC Electric Company. The U.S. Department of Energy has estimated electricity costs could increase as much as 80%. An 80% rise in any electricity cost is going to eat up any extra money you get in a higher wage anyway. And it's like you said, with the technology of today, you're going to see mass layoffs and stuff. And I got to tell you, folks, I don't care who you are. I'm not going to pay no $7 to $10 for a burger. So screw it.
Well, yeah, you're
I'll
already paying that.
I'll go home and cook.
You know what, Bill? You're almost paying that at the meat counter anyway to make your own. I mean, the price of food is skyrocketing, especially in California. I think it is in your state as well. When you start monkeying around and you don't let the free market work, which they haven't, I mean, we're dealing with stuff. I was dealing with idiotic Governor Brown today talking about, the water bonds, and there was another state Senate bill in California that they want to have the government take over the water rights of groundwater and what was the other one? I can't remember which one it was, and well water. And we're fighting against that. This is what I go through on a daily basis. I mean, and then they lie to the people, and they want to steal more money from them. They say, oh, we need to have X more hundreds of millions of dollars for this water bond. And yet they've already stolen a gazillion dollars from the taxpayers on all these other pet projects like the high-speed rail. And the people are so stupid here in California, they'll go out and vote for this stupid water bond because they don't know any better. That's how they will not get one drop of water from it either. You watch. Mark my words.
How much did the government of California pay to drain the reservoir to begin with?
Oh, I've seen that all over the internet too. I don't know. But this was all Agenda 21. This was all about the freaking Delta smelt, and that was a big lie. It's the same lie about the global warming. Of course, Al Gore's got, ice caps all over his face right now because they're expanding. But, I've been posting all day. I've been, in between doing my housework. It's crazy.
Could I take this little moment here to ask a major question about all these do-gooders out here trying to save the smelt and all these other critters around the globe? Do you realize that you're usually the people that believe in evolution, that by doing whatever you can to keep one species around, one kind of critter around, you are blocking evolution and the evolvement of another critter?
That's
using your own stuff that they put out there. That's using their own words against them. They don't know what they're on. What I'm trying to point out is a lot of these people out here saying they support this or they support that have no clue what the hell they're talking about.
Oh, I know. Well, look. When you talk about endangered species, from since the beginning of time have gone extinct at a rate normal to whatever God wants to happen on this planet. This is nothing new. There's nothing alarming about it.
And new species come about because of it.
Right, and this is just a natural progression.
By doing what they're doing, they're stabbing their own selves in the back on their evolution because they're blocking evolution.
Well, it's actually not evolution like you and I understand it because we believe in creation and God. But when you go back and you look at this nonsense, you see, you've got to see through the lies and you have to talk through them because if you don't, then they're always going to win the argument. The whole premise is not about the fish. It's not about, these people.
But I don't know where the hell Woody Allen and Nancy Pelosi came from.
Yeah, I know. Probably Uranus. But anyway, so here's the thing. They've told this lie. It's not about the fish. It's not about the snail dart. It's not about anything else. It's that old Blavatsky, that secular humanism nonsense, and the Fabian socialist BS from Agenda 21 way back that says humans are the cause of the problem. We are the enemy, and that's where they're coming from with this. They don't care. That's Agenda 21 in a nutshell. They want you to be either dead or under their thumb like Plato's cave. That's it. That's where they want it.
We see the ignorance of it all the time. When you see someone out here saying they got to stomp out CO2, to stomp out CO2 is to stomp out life. When they say we got to get rid of carbon, everything in the frickin' universe is based on carbon.
I know.
Including human beings. So let me see you try.
It is sick.
They're going to use carbon in trying because they're going to try to print, which is based out of carbon there. So, anything they do is carbon-based. They're fools. And they believe,
I know.
And got a populace that is so, if you've ever seen, what's the guy that comes on a lot of Waters World?
Right.
If you ever seen Waters World, I am ashamed that there are people in our country so ignorant.
Yes. They're beyond ignorant.
And the gall and the media and the gall of the media to come out here and try to paint what's happening is Bush's fault.
I know. That's pretty sick. There was another kind of piece of information that was really upsetting today because apparently there was an insider, Glenn Beck, somehow, because he's got people spying on the left and the right, and he found out some information that Hildebeest is planning on running and that she's going to be on the campaign trail doing the remembrance thing and remember how great it was when the Clintons were in the White House and remember how everybody had a job. She's going to paint this fabulous utopian picture of what it was like, and that's how she's going to win this.
When the Clintons were there, the Republicans were in charge of the Congress and the Senate, I believe.
But do you think that the idiots she's speaking to are going to know that or even care?
From what I've seen out of the public, I'm amazed how they find their way to town or down the street. It's amazing.
Oh, I don't know how they tie their own shoes. They probably don't. So I agree with you because this is the problem. They have been sufficiently dumbed down, and then of course then we have Common Core. They're planning on getting it worse, and California is just inundated with it. I don't know how they're going to fight it because you've got parents who are so stupid, they actually think that they have to go along with this and that they have to keep their children in these indoctrination centers. It's beyond my comprehension. It really is. It just is. I don't understand it.
And then I heard today they were trying to blame Assad on ISIS. ISIS on Assad, I should say. ISIS. And these kinds of people like ISIS, like the Muslim Brotherhood, like Al-Qaeda, is who Assad has been fighting the entire damn time. And somehow all the atrocity these people commit, killing Christians and burning churches, and all these kinds of things are overlooked by the left. And they're trying to paint out like these people were good guys. A friend of mine isn't here tonight, James. He's into his daughter because she thinks that all of us against Islamic stuff are haters.
Oh, my God.
Well,
who's teaching her that?
She's learning that in the school system.
Oh, God, I know. Yeah, see.
She just moved to this school system, and it'd be different here from where she was at. But that just tells you that what kind of stuff this Common Core and stuff is pushing.
Oh, it's evil. And it's been, you know, before we even heard the words Common Core, we're talking 5-6 years ago, California was leading the way in the LGBT indoctrination of 5-year-olds all the way through. It was K-12 in this state.
How long have I been shoving that Agenda 21 for Dummies out there?
I know.
Several years now. And if you watch the video, it tells you in there about dumbing down the kids.
That's why,
control if they're stupid.
Oh,
it's
of course.
It's not the children's fault. It's the parents' fault for not standing up and looking into what their children are being taught and standing up and saying, wait a minute, where are you getting this bull crap at that you're trying to feed our children?
Well, it's where they're getting it's not the problem. The fact that they're doing it is the problem, and the parents should say no more, or we're not going to send our children here. I don't understand why these people don't, you know, remember how they used to have PTA meetings and all that stuff where the whole community or the school would get involved and they'd have these parents and everybody there? Here's what you need to do. Here's what these parents need to do. They need to have a separate meeting in somebody's backyard where it's big enough to hold everybody with chairs and Kool-Aid or lemonade or whatever. And they need to say, okay, we're going to put our money together and we're going to build our own building and we're going to have a school. And we're going to teach our way. And it's going to be a very small school. And we're not dealing with this nonsense. We'll figure it out. That's how it has to happen. There is no excuse for this. Just none. There's no common sense anymore, Bill. I don't understand it. There's not.
That's what I said. I don't see saving anything in this country because there's just too many that don't pay attention, care less, don't realize, and by the time that you realize, it'll be too late. I'm smart enough to know this. You don't keep letting someone like ISIS grow stronger and stronger and
right. Stronger.
The moment you know about them, you stomp that out.
And
and I'm sick of hearing, oh, Obama's bombing them. He ain't bombing the craft yet.
Well, here's the other problem. And then on top of that, this has been going on the radio all day. You know what's going on this southern border. You don't think this is a coincidence, do you, that these people and the bad guys are going to be pouring across that border because it's wide open?
There's another group out there that likes to behead people, cartels.
Well, yeah, where do you think they learned it from? They learned it from the Muslims.
The very same drug cartels that were not, that because of blockage by the government, this administration, Holder and Obama's people, we're not finding out about Fast and Furious and the sales of guns and ammo to drug cartels.
Well, yeah, you can always follow the money trail. That's that goes back to the poppy fields of Afghanistan or wherever else they've got them. These people are just—they're just greedy and they're prostitutes because that's all they think about. That's who they worship is money, the power, greed, and money. And Agenda 21 and all the rest of this is all about control. And they want to dumb them down. That's why they're targeting the children because they're not going to give up. You know, because by the time you and me die out and others, they're going to figure, oh well, we'll get these. Go ahead. Well, I was just going to say real quickly, you know, how this Common Core starts, and they're lying about the Ten Amendments, the Bill of Rights, and they're saying, you know, well, here's how you have to do with, you know, the Constitution. You pick out some amendments and you decide which ones you want to get rid of. And, I mean, you know they're going after the guns with that one. They want to brainwash these kids and say, and then I heard some idiotic remark from that communist Geraldo Rivera. I thought I was going to throw up about the Second Amendment being stupid. I mean, it's pretty crazy. I mean, I go nuts with these clowns.
I can't understand how anybody would say, well, take away our guns, but go ahead and keep giving guns to our enemies. How bright are you?
Well, if you're talking about...
It's common there.
Right.
It's common sense. And so many people lack that, it seems.
True.
And
oh, yeah.
Don't get me wrong, folks. I'm not big on either the establishment of either political party because I know about Agenda 21, and I know that
right.
It's been the establishment of both political parties involved in all this, and I know they're still involved in it together pushing. It's all about control.
Yes.
The only
yep.
thing these people are arguing over is who's going to be in control. But when the global elite takes control, these people will no longer serve a purpose. They're not bright enough to figure that out, and they'll be done away with. We won't have to
exactly.
put up close to him anymore.
No, I know. Or Boehner or Lindsey Graham or any of these other useful idiots, Bill. I know. I mean, the only ones who are really standing, the only one I can see standing is Trey Gowdy, Ted Cruz, and Mike Lee and a couple others, and Louis Gohmert. But I'm telling you, they have no clout. I don't know what they're waiting for. I don't know what's going to happen, but it's not going to be pretty. And the answers are not coming from D.C., no, they're inept. They're complete morons.
While everybody's out there on the left crying over how many people being killed here and there, they all tend to forget the over 160,000 been killed here on this soil at the hands of an illegal since 9/11.
Right.
01. That number
yeah, there
never
was...
gets out there. Nobody ever talks about that. Oh, you can go wild. A black cop or a white cop killed a black guy or a white guy, and that sends them into frenzies. But you can't say a crap when 160,000 Americans were killed here on your soil by people who are illegally invading your country, and your government is aiding and abetting
right.
that.
Yeah, I know. And we've got this Mussolini Brown just welcoming the whole dang country of Mexico here.
Claim all these kids are fleeing from in South America and all that. Give it a few years, folks, because all you're doing is bringing that poverty here to your children. Good
oh,
job.
Yeah. Yeah, it's disgusting. You know, I was posting on the thing because my friend Lee Q, who's actually originally from Asia, and she was speaking in front of the Riverside City Council. It was I've got to remember to send it to you guys, but she says they're calling them refugees, and she says that's an absolute lie. You need to speak to someone who really wasn't a refugee, and my family and I were. And, you know, she just let them have it for her 3 minutes.
They call them refugees, and then those numbers don't count on the illegal immigration numbers.
Right. It's a lie.
So if you start adding all these together, and that number they keep throwing out there, the 10 million, I guarantee you when they do this, folks, it's going to exceed 30 million people. You're
sure.
going to know, but again, you're elected, did nothing, and the media assisted in lying to you.
Yes, I know. It's very evil, and it's very shameful. But all we can do is keep speaking in public. And I posted a lot of stuff because there was a Facebook area where people could comment. And, of course, these pro amnesty nonsense illegals, you know, writing in on these blogs were crying and bemoaning, oh, nobody has any compassion. And I believe me, Bill, I let them have it. I says, you know what, I would send you all back.
60,000 dead Americans, where's their compassion for the 8 children molested every day since 9/11 2001? There's 8 children molested every day at the hands of an illegal who usually has at least 3 to 4 prior victims. Where is their compassion? Where's your compassion when you're stealing money from you're stealing our kids, the illegal kids' future, away from them, when you're stealing away every freedom and liberty that the people of this country have? when you're all you're about is padding your own pockets and power to wanting to
sure.
control us, we are nothing more than your minions, your slaves.
Yeah, it's crazy. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, except that, you know, the country's on the verge of financial collapse. You know, and I asked this one idiot, you know, where are your jobs going to come from? Where are your freebies going to come from? And I said, oh, yeah, you're going to go out in the streets and riot and steal more from the poor taxpayers and think you're going to get away with it. Well, then my last point was lock and load, patriots. I don't care. I told them, I said, I'd send you all packing on planes right now. All the illegals back to where you came from.
The idea
and
that
I,
the leftists have that a business isn't supposed to make a profit.
Well, yeah, the whole thing is ridiculous.
Well, then there are no business, then there are no jobs. And
well,
it's
worse than that. I know.
You lazy liberals don't have a snowball's chance of hell surviving without stuff being handed to you.
That's true. That's true in most people's cases. I know I was at a family function, and I tell you, these people do not get it, I have to tell you. I was actually thinking about it this morning, and I'm going, oh, my God, when this thing hits, they are going to be in so much hurt, and they're going to be in so much shock. It's going to be not good, but I can't say anything because I'll be the pariah for a week.
And I've been telling people around here, I will be surprised if we make 3 days before there's some kind of attack right here on this soil.
Right. Well, they're predicting the October surprise, so isn't that special? Or the September one, you know, who knows what's going to happen?
There's enough of this ideology here. You look at the district that those three that were killed fighting for ISIS came out of. It's a district in Minnesota.
Oh, my gosh.
And we all know that Minnesota has a Muslim congressman named Keith Ellison.
Right. Yeah, we've got traitors among us.
If you've got that kind of stuff going on there and in Detroit, nation in places, it's just a matter of time. Hell, we got our own nuts that would do crap like this, you know,
right.
That shows by the people going and joining ISIS. I give kudos to the leader of England when he's out there saying they're going to stop these people from coming back to their country. You ain't
good.
Heard a word like that out of Obama.
Oh, no. He's one of them. He don't care. He hates this
right.
country. You know, it's quite apparent. And even though he's a puppet, he's a very evil one. And that's why they put him in there. That's why they did it.
Is how they're trying to use this ISIS issue to go after Assad.
Yeah, I know. It's sick.
And the truth is you should be helping him.
Yeah.
I don't see things getting any better at the moment. And I
right.
could be wrong. We could have some leadership show up out of somewhere. I don't know where the hell it's going to come from.
I don't know either.
We've got none now. And I know as a Muslim, he'll make little sacrifices to make it look like he's doing something, but he'll never make the big step. And I think that we're going to see stuff happening here in this country, we're going to have turmoil, especially if the Democrats lose the Senate. We're going to
oh,
have
God.
Turmoil.
Well, I think the economy will spiral.
I love it when I think about this because it's always the left that criticizes and accuses the right of being the violence and all this and that. But yet, when you look at it all, it's the unions from the left. It's the
yep.
leftist organizations and stuff.
Right.
These are the ones that do the violence. Yet they point the finger and blame the other side, not smart enough to know that three fingers are pointing back, identifying them.
Right, right. And the worst part, you know, here, because the media is so complicit with this, you know, far, far hard left, and they lie, and they perpetuate the lies because I think they're all communists. And the other part is, look, now I don't agree with Glenn Beck on everything, but I think he's got some of the right idea. he and his group and Mercury One and a lot of Tea Party people and 912 people went down to Ferguson, and they were helping the store owners who got looted. And once these people found out that these were kind of 912 and Tea Party people, they actually said, you know, it's like looking at it from a biblical standpoint, like what Jesus was trying to tell the disciples. You have to show mercy, and you have to walk the walk and let the Shekinah light show so that other people see it, and love your neighbor as yourself. And these people saw that this goodness in these people that Glenn brought down there, and they go, everything we've ever been told about the Tea Party is an absolute lie, and we didn't know it until we've met you people. This is what the only way we're going to win, Bill, is to start walking it, because sitting here talking ain't going to do it.
Well,
you know,
that's the truth. And if people were to look into it, you'd notice that everywhere the Tea Party has went and done anything, that when they left, the place was cleaner than it was when they got there.
Right. But that won't be reported. But here's the thing.
Want out there to help, try to help their neighbor. It's probably a
right.
Tea Party guy.
Those people that were in that got to see firsthand in Ferguson that everything that they've been told is a lie. That's going to stick with them, Bill. They're not going to change back. You know what I'm saying? Just because they hear another lie from the left,
they will end up speaking out for the Tea Party when they're attacked.
Exactly. Hopefully. Yeah, or at least they'll say, hey, wait a minute, you know, these guys helped me. Where were you?
Well,
at least
exactly.
They'll, yeah. They're going to see through it.
If people had the mind to sit down and actually figure out the new taxes that are going to be coming at them.
Oh, my God.
And the rise in the price of electricity. They figure out that raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour ain't going to help them. The only reason that's being done is because they plan on taking that much more away from them.
Well, the part that's stupid, Bill, is it doesn't help the Treasury, because that doesn't go to the Treasury. I don't even know where it goes, but it does not pay the debt down. Ron's told us enough times. What they're doing is they're squashing the poor businessman. They're taking away jobs by making it more difficult for an employer to expand or hire more people, because it's not going to be in his best interest to do it.
Let's be honest here. The attempt was trying to get more people in unions. That's exactly
right.
What it was about, trying to pass union membership. Because the unions have about run themselves broke, taken away from their union members to support the Democratic Party.
Sure.
And it's sad that if you're a union member, you don't have a say on that. It's just, you know, the head of the union, they're the ones that decide who gets your money. That's wrong.
Oh, absolutely.
Wrong.
Well, now I was reading something. I can't remember whether it was on Patriot Depot or WorldNet Daily or one of those. And they were actually talking about the unions, and that there are several states fighting to have right to work laws, and now they want them that your city or your town or your county can go. In fact, I think the Supreme Court said that they had every right to do it. They could have right to work counties and right to work cities. So you don't have to.
I live in a right to work state.
That's awesome. But now that you could.
I also live in one of the five or six states that's rejected Common Core.
Right. I've heard that. But then you got to watch them, because they'll find a way around it.
Exactly. Never trust a politician. If we've not learned nothing the last 16 years, it's been never trust a politician. They're always lying to you.
Right. The lips are moving.
It's the one thing I agree with Kinky Friedman on. Polytick. Poly meaning many, and tick meaning bloodsuckers. And that's exactly what we got. Many bloodsuckers sitting there padding their pockets to insider investing and trading. The only reason they really run for office is because they can pad their wealth beyond imagination just by using insider trading and investing, because they're the ones in control on what business can go where, start up, do what.
True, and a lot of them is, you know, on left and right, like the idea that they can hang out at the Biltmore Hilton or whatever in D.C. and hang out with the cocktail parties and just, it's ridiculous. I mean, these people are so shallow.
Here's an interesting little tidbit about how it works. When Solyndra got that money, remember this ordeal?
Yes.
Okay, there were 19 green energy businesses that got loans like that.
Yep.
17 of them no longer exist.
Exactly.
But of the ones that don't exist, there was money contributed from that to the Democratic Party, and the executives of the business were paid before bankruptcies were filed.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Now, folks, if you understand what that is, it's commonly, if they were Italian, you would refer to that as money laundering, and it'd be a violation of the RICO Act. It's organized crime. Organized theft. And that's exactly what it is.
Yet they get away with it. Well, because we keep letting them, and the people keep voting for these
companies. 17 out of 19 companies that got fair money filed bankruptcy on paying that back. GM owed the taxpayers $10.7 billion, and Obama says, well, they don't got to pay it back. And you wonder how we're going in the hole, how our debt just keeps climbing and climbing and climbing. I don't care what politician goes out there and says what. I have not seen that debt clock stop. I have not seen it quit rising. I have looked ahead on it, the estimations that they use on it. And I understand, too, that not everything's included in that debt clock, and the numbers are actually worse than the debt clock shows.
Oh, yeah, way worse. Hundreds of trillions unfunded liabilities.
We have a group of elected in our nation that can borrow from Social Security but has yet to ever pay back one thin dime of that money. Not one thin dime. All the times they've borrowed money from it, never have they paid back one thin dime.
Well, they do the appropriations. They just print the money. The whole thing is a scam. It's evil, Bill. So it used to be called social insurance back in Mandel House whispering into Wilson's ear, and then, of course, it got put through later on with FDR. Another evil one.
I know it's going to be hard on folks with food prices rising. If you live in an area and you can do it, I suggest you do like Mr. Chad and I do, where we get our chickens and our eggs from people we know that raise them,
and we
get them a lot cheaper that way. We also can get our pork that way, and we can get meat that way because we live in an area where you can do that. Berries galore, persimmons are about on. Not that I like them, but. They're on, but they're not turned yet. But that'll be happening here shortly, and people will be making persimmon pudding and whatever.
Right.
I had a neighbor brought me up bags of green beans yesterday that I'll be breaking and blanching and freezing.
Sure.
That's how we do it in this area. And that really, it does cut way down on your food cost. And you have people that are growing vegetables, you can get in with them and stuff, or you grow your own. And that's how we make it. One, our food's better than what we can buy in the grocery store.
Well, exactly.
Two, it builds a camaraderie with your neighbors and stuff that you're doing this with, you're working with. Like, one person raises one thing and grows one thing. One person raises and grows another thing. And then they all swap back and they share, swapping back and forth. That's how it should be done. Now, I know our government wants to outlaw that. They don't want me to be able to raise tomatoes and Chad tomatoes. They don't want Chad to raise chickens and me eggs. They don't want that. They want to control it. They want control.
Right. Because, that's way too much like freedom, like the founders.
Pretty simple, folks. If you control the food and the water, you control the people.
Exactly. That's what they're doing in California.
You see all those kids that are standing up against the bullcrap school lunches. I cannot believe that we have come this far where we're forcing our kids to eat. I wouldn't eat it.
Nope.
Most adults wouldn't eat it. And
yeah, then
let's look at the content of what they're feeding them. Because almost everything that they're feeding them, you know, is a GMO or has GMO residual of things inside of it. So they're feeding your kids a toxin, if you will. You can't even send your kid to school with a lunch anymore. They throw a fit about that. But I'll guarantee you that the Muslim kids are allowed to eat whatever they want to eat.
True.
And I'll guarantee you that there's plenty of, I don't know what to call it, Mexican food added into the diet now.
Right.
But even that, is, I mean, I'll be honest, Mexico has some of the best corn in the world.
Oh, yes.
But that's fast draining and fading away as GMOs are being introduced into the area. They grow the blue corn, the most costly corn in the world. But that, like I said, that's fading because of the GMOs taking over and stuff. So, and I doubt that we're getting that fed to our kids. We're getting that GMO crap.
Sure.
And I think the younger generation, if we can't turn things around and wake up the younger generation to the truth and the fact, we can't wake them up to do their own thinking. But hey, they need to know how to think on their own and to function on their own. And you teach this common core, that's going to really work great when you got a kid out there doing exact measurements to make pharmaceuticals or whatever.
Sure.
You know, that's going to really work out great. Nobody thought this through very well.
Well, I get that. But I think that there's even people in California are fighting it. I don't see a great movement yet, but I do see many websites and Facebook sites. But the comments that are being made, it just lends me to think that these people who are the parents of these kids, whom they say they're fighting for and they don't want the Common Core, they're just complaining about what's happening. I don't see any of them pulling their kids out or going to these meetings and to the school superintendent or whomever they have to go to and say, not one more of these books in this school, not. And that's not being done. So I can't, you know, you can't make them drink the water. Like my cousin Georgia, she loves horses and has them. And she's got that one on Facebook where the horse is talking and it says, yeah, you can lead the humans to the information, but you can't make them read. So,
well, I can lead them to the water, and if he don't drink, I could drown him.
That's true. But no,
it is sad. And the sadness really is that a large percentage of the country who has children isn't even paying attention to what their kids are being taught.
Precisely. They're not even knowing that they're supposed to stand up and go against it. I know. Makes you crazy.
I'm lucky. I've been sending little things back and forth with a teacher in Brownstown. But he believes in true history. He doesn't go along with all this other stuff, and nobody tells him how to teach his class. And I respect that, and I've sent him some things on him from history that I've had. And but I just watched a 5-star school get closed down to send the kids across the county line to another county to another school that, crap, I don't know anybody that ever graduated there that can write.
Wow.
These are the kinds of things we're seeing. We're seeing play the American people against each other any way you can. Use religion, use race, use sex, use economics, use whatever you can, but keep the American people divided. Do not let them get together on an issue, because if they do, we are not strong enough to stop them. understand that, people. If we do, they are not strong enough to stop us.
Right.
We are weak because we let them divide us.
Exactly.
We let them push issues that have really had no matter in what story in the nation. We let them pick and choose what news we hear and what news we don't hear. I guarantee you, with all the stuff going on, there will be very few channels that report any of the crap that really goes on.
Right. Oh, exactly. It'll all come out before. It'll be on social media, though, big time. It'll be on YouTube, a lot of it, because everybody has their own recording devices now. It used to be that just the TV stations had all the ability to film stuff and put it out on whatever, but not anymore. So
there you go. Celebrities were using something and had new pictures stolen off of it. If you're putting new pictures on the site, you deserve to have them stolen.
These people are stupid. Well, Bill, please. I don't think half of Hollywood all combined have two brain cells to rub together. They're not real smart. They don't do anything. They don't even do anything when they do movies. There's half of them or 9/10 of them have to call in a stuntman, and then they read lines that somebody else wrote. They're not intellectual. They're just
they're not real.
It's fake.
That goes to many of them's head, and
sure,
they think that somehow they are above this and that.
Everybody else.
It just kills me because they're controlled the same way as anyone else. They're not brighter than anyone else. I doubt any of them to come close to a Thomas Sowell IQ. As far as actors, well, on many of them people, you could leave the thing out on that because some of them just flat out suck.
Right.
And that's usually the ones that are coming out and saying anything. Hollywood is really broad because you're pushing and backing Agenda 21 ideology, and in that ideology, eventually, every bit of wealth that you people in Hollywood got will be taken by the collective. Keep going. Show how bright you are. Take them your acting went to your brain, because if it didn't, you would know that. And I give kudos, because there's several actors out there that stand up and do know it.
They see
what, and they're not afraid to speak out.
Praise God. I'm glad, too.
I can't tell you how. I got a list now of actors I will not watch. Because
right, me too.
The crap they've said.
Oh, the stuff that's fused.
We don't tell you what movie to be in. We stay out of our politics.
Right, and also, we're going to let you know that we're not going to spend one thin dime at the silver screen to look at your stupid face. We're going to make sure we see. Oh, it's coming out, I think, September 12th, Atlas Shrugged Part 3. So I'm going to hardly wait because I've already seen 1 and 2. So those are the kind of movies I pay money to see. And America by Dinesh D'Souza and Dinesh's 2016, which was also good. I've seen a lot of good ones. The Son of God by the two Christians that were on Glenn's show. I mean, that's the stuff I see.
And Dinesh D'Souza is awesome.
Yes, he is.
And I agree with you. That's the kind of stuff I would choose to see. I could go through the movie channels right now, and I could pick out at least, I don't know how many, that are liberal-leaning, pushing liberal ideology movies and series and stuff now. It's getting ridiculous. They're even putting out movies attacking Christianity.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and, of course, the Tea Party and anyone who's conservative, well, that's the other part. When you deal with the Common Core, they're going to attack every single conservative ideology or the founders. They will not talk about the founders. It is evil what they're doing.
That's where Christians, when they start doing that, when they start attacking everything, you show them in the book where it tells you that they're going to do that. You're doing exactly what the book said you would do. And you're not smart enough to see that.
That's true. There's a a lot of predictions, and there's a lot. In fact, tomorrow I've got a whole bunch of stuff from the missive from church I will be dealing with. I have invited Pastor Tim to be on with me, but I haven't heard back from him, so maybe I have to kind of reiterate his.
I'm not a big fan of Jimmy Swaggart, but his daughter does have a show that I do watch once.
Okay.
Well, actually, several times a week I watch Francis and Friends, and they're actually talking about what's going on, and they're putting it into biblical context, but they're talking about Agenda 21. They're
sure.
They're talking about Common Core. They're talking about the attacks against Christianity. They're talking about all these things. And I think a church that doesn't, and I'm really upset with a lot of churches that want to bend God's word for man, when
sure.
man is supposed to bend for God's words.
Yes.
They have backwards.
I know. Well, we lost Cal and we lost Rod because I guess they're getting tired, but I've still got Yola and all your group there. So, yeah, there's just so much, you know, that we don't have a lot of hours in the day and days in the week, but we can only do what we can do, Bill, and taking care of your community is one way. Getting out there and doing any kind of meetings or civic meetings, anything you can, like I try to do here, that's it. That's all I can do. Take care of myself and my family.
Well, when you start fighting this kind of situation, you end up fighting not only what's going on across the nation that everybody sees.
Right.
You're fighting what's going on in your state. You're fighting what's going on in your own community, in your local
right.
areas and stuff. We are in deep doo-doo across this nation.
Yep, we are.
Unless people wake up and more people start coming out and standing together. And I'm not saying back any politician, but I'm saying stand up for what's right and stand up against
sure,
what's wrong.
Sure. That's the ticket.
Don't
that's
be indifferent. Don't stick your head in the sand like an ostrich. Don't be indifferent. You've got to look into these things, because once you get into it and you see what's really going on, you see the actual laws and bills and regulations and stuff that are coming that are going to be shoved down our throats, you see how much freedom and liberty we're going to give up and how much control of our own lives we're going to be giving up, then you'll be awake, and then no one will have to tell you anything, and you'll be out like us trying to wake everybody else up.
Well, hopefully they don't wait that long, because it may be way too late in that sense. So
it is. Time is of essence. Time is not on our side.
Right.
Like I said,
well,
there are several things that could set off a firestorm in this nation, and I don't see us getting out of this without a lot of bloodshed with ISIS or with any of these other groups like that. But the public needs to wake up to the fact that it has been this administration that has closed
yep.
an eye to ISIS. It has been this administration that has helped filter money and finances to the Muslim Brotherhood and Al-Qaeda and weaponry.
Sure. All over the world.
And now you're seeing this, the beginnings in Libya of another radical Islamic takeover. And, folks, it's just going to continue to go on. And the longer you wait to try to combat it, the harder it's going to be to defeat it.
Absolutely. Well, I think the average person, because, you know, and I'm in an area where I've got nothing but libtards, plus I've got Governor Brown welcoming these clowns, I think it's going to get real ugly in California pretty soon. We're on the verge of collapse. The entire nation's, you know, not doing that great. But I think California's in worse shape than many. Much, and it's all by design. I just can't understand people. You know, and I guess the ones who aren't awake and refuse to see it and will never see it, you know, it's sad because they actually live in this bubble. They think that all this that they have and everything else is just going to go on and on and on indefinitely, like till the end of time. And it's amazing to me. I look at these people and I go, how can you, how can they actually, and I understand them wanting to look towards the future, but how do you look at buying a house and going into debt when who knows what tomorrow's going to bring as far as job security, if there ever was such a thing? I mean, it's, to me, I don't understand it.
We're buying a house now. To buy a house, it costs you several thousand dollars more than the house is actually valued at. So you lost money when you bought the house.
Well, not in California.
That's how it's starting to work out.
Well, right now in this state, the prices are going through the roof. I couldn't believe it. I mean, this.
But that, even though the prices go through the roof, doesn't make the property that more valuable.
Well, they think it does because the people, the developer who are the land barons and all this crap, and, you know, we've got this beautiful coastline, and they just go, oh, well, this land is hugely valuable. There's going to be a surge of people. You know what? These guys, it's pie in the sky as far as I'm concerned. They can dream all they want. Yeah, they'll have, you know, they'll have their spurts of people coming here and saying, oh, this is really cute. And then once the tide turns again and the jobs dry up because they keep raising the minimum wage here and they bring the illegals over by the droves and keep bankrupting the poor taxpayers to the tunes of $21 billion or $26 billion a year to pay for all these services for these wetbacks. Sorry, folks, but I'm going to call it what it is. And then, you know, then everybody's going to wake up and say, oh, it's not so great. You know, I think I'll leave the state. And that you'll see another mass exodus because the lemmings have to.
When they leave the state, they bring that ideology that's caused the state
right.
to be screwed up to begin with to another state.
I know.
All they do is transfer the problem.
Well, hopefully there's people.
I think California's debt. I think every other state should raise up and say, we don't want a dime of our money going to California until they learn how to get themselves in balance. And
do that to
other states like New York, Illinois, and all these ones that are billions of dollars of debt in debt, where there are others.
Yep.
There's no way a state that has minded their P's and Q's and has a surplus should be paying pay the debt of the state that can't mind their P's and Q's.
Yeah, I think,
sorry,
you know,
but,
there's...
But that's just how it is. That's the truth of it.
Yeah, it's... it's getting pretty crazy here because they're planning on raising the gas prices again more and more and more. They're just going to keep fleecing them, and people are going to start voting with their feet.
Keep looking. There goes your hiking minimum wage.
Yeah.
And taxes for new gas taxes, then
yep.
you're going to be paying more for the electricity. You're going to be paying for raising your minimum wage to $15 an hour ain't going to help you.
Nope. Even if it was $20, Bill, it wouldn't. Well, the whole thing is price fixing. It's evil. It's not going to work. The free market works. Everybody knows it. That's got half a brain, and that's my argument there. So you can't explain this to people who refuse to educate themselves because they don't even understand what a free market's supposed to look like. They don't understand what real capitalism means. So you can't talk to them. You know, how do you convince somebody of what you're saying is true and factual because it's been proven over and over again by every conservative institute around, and they don't know any of this stuff. They wouldn't know Agenda 21 if it came up and slapped them in the face. So it's very difficult to win I don't know.
Oh, and all they got to do is go to a liberal who will say, well, there's no such thing as Agenda 21.
Well, the only thing that I can tell them is...
Things to sustainable development, just like you kept doing with the health care bill. You keep changing the name of things, trying to dodge it.
I know. What I've been telling these people, because whether they're libtards or otherwise, I just tell them, look, this is what's going to happen within so many years. The mobile home parks are going away. You're not going to have a place to live, and you can bury your head in the sand all you want. But in about a year and a half or so, I'm not going to be here to argue with anymore because I'm not staying in California. Got it? And then, And then you just keep thinking that. And when I come back on my little, you know, my little trips from wherever I go, which would probably be southern Indiana, and then I look at you and wave and say, I told you so. That's what I've been telling them. They don't, you know.
I'll tell you. And I got to tell you, around here, I'm telling everybody, you better be getting your crap together because it ain't going to be long until we're hitting the woods.
I know.
Because things is getting... I see things going to escalate here. I see too many signs pointing to it all. And I don't know how the country's going to react when they get hit in several different cities at once by suicide bombers from ISIS.
Well,
I know this. I'm not the president. Be glad I'm not, because these two acts, I would not leave ISIS alive anywhere in the world. I don't care where they're at. I would hunt these SOBs down and kill every one of them. I would leave nothing, no remnants, nothing. So there's nothing to come back at.
Or come back to, exactly. Or back with, yeah. I know. That's the kind of stuff, you know, that's what you have to do with that kind of mentality. I agree, but I'm not in charge, so...
I don't claim that I could do anything differently with the makeup of the way politics are in this nation, the Congress and all that stuff. But I would be throwing ideas out there, but that would be like Republicans who throw I don't know how many ideas at the Senate that Terry Reid refuses to bring to the floor for a vote.
Right.
And then he'll them obstruction. No, Terry.
Yeah, he's
obstruction.
Yeah, he's the
I'm
one.
Politicians thinking they can pass that position down to their kids and their grandkids and so on.
Sure.
Well, holding a position is not supposed to be a retirement deal.
Right.
We've got to have term limits. It's way past time. But we've also got to open up our political system to be more accepting to other than Democrat and Republican ideology. Because what we have is the same ideology. It's like I've always said, it's the same crap. It's just two different piles.
Because they're not following the Constitution and haven't for decades. That's what's wrong with it. They're using the old, what now is called the American system, which rightfully should be called the old Hamiltonian mercantile system, and that's what's going on. And nobody is educated enough except our groups to get it. Because they don't read anything, Bill. My God. I mean,
If I try to run for a political office, they're going to bring up my past and attack me over that. But what I find really truly appalling is when I look at the people sitting in our Congress and our Senate, and I look at all the things that they are guilty of, have been charged with, found guilty of, and all these things, and I'd like to know how the hell they got in the office.
Well,
convicted of a crime, I don't care, misdemeanor even. If you're convicted of a crime such as drunk driving, wife cheating, tax evasion and things, you shouldn't be allowed to hold political office.
Yeah,
I don't
because
care
they're,
who you are.
Yep, I agree. That's
yet,
I well not every you know, nobody's gonna be squeaky clean, Bill, but I think that the different,
no,
you know,
half of those elected I just mentioned have something like that on their record.
And it's why they were in office.
Yeah.
Well, I think what they've done, what they do is, like you say, they have so much money and so much power and influence to get there in the first place. That's how they do it. They probably have many, many dead voter rolls, you know, voting for them and everybody's bust in. So, you know, it's dirty business. It really is. We do our best to try to combat it. But I don't know what the answer is, except I look to my family, to the Lord, to the Bible, the founders.
And I do that too, Linda, but when I do, I come to the realization I can't change what's going to happen.
Nope.
All I could do is try to wake as many people and hope that them people are going to make it into heaven as I can.
until he gets here.
That's
Amen.
All I can do. Hold on until he gets here.
Yes. Yeah, I get it.
When he gets here. But I'd like a lot more people going to heaven than I would going to hell. So I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing, keep trying to wake people up and keep trying to do right.
Sure.
And I got to live with my conscience. And
right.
I want my conscience to be clean, that I did whatever I could for my country.
Sure.
And for the world.
Oh, yeah. And,
we're all
and
in
do
this together. We fight Agenda 21, but the truth is Agenda 21 is a global
thing.
It's a takeover globally. And I try to get out there and reach out to people in Australia. I've got friends there and some people in Europe and the Netherlands and Holland and places. And we're all working together because we see all of this as a global threat. What ISIS is doing is a global threat. What the elitists are doing with the Agenda 21 Sustainable Development, the UN, is a global threat.
Sure.
The trilateral commission is a global threat. And the WHO is a global threat. All of this is a global threat. What
yeah,
would people
it's...
do if they found out that this Ebola was being pushed out there because they had come up with a drug that could work on it, and they were trying to sell that drug?
Yep.
Sure. I know. That's what they're doing. It's bad.
Didn't we do that same kind of thing with the H1N1 virus? Yep.
Sure.
Big flu. Well, why is that?
Yep.
Exactly. They create something because they've got something that they can make money off of to sell, and they turn it loose
right.
on the people. They've done this before. AIDS was a man-made design, farther beyond that.
It's biological warfare. It's what it is.
Yeah,
it's terrorism.
It is.
Bastards. Yeah. I just want to shout.
Everybody, no one looks it up. But, folks, I'm telling you, if you knew who was invested in carbon exchanges and the bulk of green energy projects, you would understand why they were willing to why they're willing to go out there and push a lie of man-made global warming. Because they stand to make big billions upon billions
right.
that they can get through.
But people are seeing through it.
Right. We've been blessed with that because common sense tells you they're full of crap.
Common sense, they don't have no...
The stuff they say, not only that, what we've witnessed in the weather the last couple of years, I love how they're going out here and they're still screaming the global warming and all this stuff when the ice caps were bigger than they ever were.
I know.
They seem to forget that part where they got stuck.
Yeah, that's just part of it.
Supposedly of Greenland, and then you find out that they pushed styrofoam out in there to make it look like it was ice and stuff.
Yep.
That tells you the kind of people you're dealing with.
Oh, sure.
When
they're just...
The truth is, if the Earth had a lot of oil on it before man started came, it's going to have a whole lot more starting in the next so many years here because... from the beginning of man, we have been the number one creator of oil. And there are going to be huge oil reserves in the future because of all our dumps that we've been burying for decades and decades
right.
and decades, over a century and stuff. Those are going to become oil wells or natural gas deposits.
Right.
So, you know, you want to complain about what man's taken out, but you're not talking about what man's putting back.
Sure.
Your CO2 is trying to confuse people, make them think that CO2 and carbon dioxide are the same thing, or monoxide are the same thing. It is carbon dioxide, but carbon monoxide and carbon dioxide are the same thing. Oh, what a car puts out. Well, the car is that's carbon monoxide, and it will kill you. But it's not CO2. They've been lying the entire time about CO2. As a matter
exactly.
of fact, the more trees and plants you cut down, the more CO2 you're going to need to feed the ones that are left.
Right. And
because they're going to have to grow more, or eventually you're going to kill all life.
Yeah, because they give off oxygen and we need it desperately. So I just want to shout out also to
them have CO2. Now you're seeing Iceland. We're seeing Iceland. We're seeing all those volcanic action right now.
Right.
And what's happened in the last week there has wiped out anything globally that has been done against carbon dioxide in the last 20 years.
Yeah, I know. I've seen those reports as well. And I want to shout out to Lonnie and Lonnie's dad, and we have prayers for him and his family and hope things are going well for them. I didn't know if you had heard from him before you got on the air or what.
No, I hadn't heard yet. I'm waiting to hear.
Okay. So, and we only have about 18 minutes, and I think Yo and Nick are the only ones left in our chat room. And I just want to thank you for coming on and doing the show anyway, even though Lonnie couldn't open it up for you. I did put some promo out there. I guess people are busy or they're tired or they're something. But we had Cal and we had Rod on earlier and stuff. So, you know, we just got to keep trucking.
I'm just going to give a little personal shout out to my wife. I love her. Tomorrow
Yay.
Will be our anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
I don't know. I can't imagine. I don't know how other men are, but I couldn't imagine my life without my wife. I had no meaning without her.
Awesome. Yay. How fun. That's so neat. You guys have a fun time. You going to go any place special? Or?
We hadn't planned on it. We planned
well,
on this, but I thought we were just going to sit here at home. She's got this turkey thing. I was trying to talk to her. Hey, I'll cook that tomorrow.
Well, hang out with my show and, you know, have a glass of something, whatever y'all want. But, yeah, it's pretty crazy what they do. I mean, you know, all we can do is try to find the truth, Bill, and then go get it out there and get it into our own hearts, you know. It's all we can do.
Well, if you like something scary, finding out the truth is about as scary a thing as you're going to find.
Yeah, I know. But I kind of like biblical truth, no matter how scary it gets, because I like God's mercy. He's pretty cool. Him I trust. The rest
That's
of them.
It. That's it. He's the only one that you can trust.
Absolutely. So, anyway, I'm just was going to play a little song if you wanted to keep talking or let me know what else was on your mind.
You can go ahead. What's on my mind is I'm worried about my nation. I'm worried about the people
yep.
of the nation. And I'm worried
sure.
about lives being lost because of the ignorance of this administration.
Well, I think it's evilness of the administration.
And I think if we see what I'm afraid is going to happen within the next 30 days, if we see some kind of an attack here, I think that's going to be the undoing of Obama as a Democrat.
I hope so, because Hildebeest is getting ready to come out there and promise the moon.
She can do whatever she wants, but Benghazi's going to haunt her.
I don't think it's going to work because the people who are going to listen to her in her, you know, her libtard little audience, they're going to be listening to the hard left and the media crying and bemoaning that the Republicans can't let go of Benghazi. And, I mean, we can have signs all day long, but I think that her people that...
That comes back again to people using their common sense.
Well, they don't have any.
If you couldn't trust her with the phone call on Benghazi, you can't trust her with a phone call for the nation.
I think that if that's the only message we're going to – I think that we're going to have to figure out how to flip everything around on her and use all of her tactics against her and throw it back on her face like, you know, like it should be done, like you were saying about other things. That's the only thing we're going to be able to do.
Well, let's be real. There is a whole lot of stuff that can be thrown at Hillary.
Right. But if she's going to run on the platform that look how beautiful it was when my husband was in office and wouldn't you like to go back to that time, we're going to have to bring up everything he did. We're going to have to bring up, and I'm not just talking about Ms. Lewinsky. I'm talking about the other stuff.
That's when my question would be, Oh, so you're bringing back Monica Lewinsky?
Well, I like I said, that's one, but I wouldn't even go that route because everybody doesn't care. You know, they were not caring back then. They're not going to care now. But just I would bring up that he was also part of one of the presidents who signed on to Agenda 21. We could talk about that. We could talk about all the other stuff. We'll go find all the stuff.
He was the one that took Agenda 21 to the and signed on to it at the UN as Sustainable Development.
Right, right. Oh, there's more. He's got a lot more and stuff because
he was involved trying to push cap and trade on it, which
yes,
was a part
and
of
also,
that.
Exactly. And the other things people don't realize is that, like you said before, that under with Clinton, the House and the Senate were primarily Republican at the time. And then you have to remember that they literally forced him to stand away from all this nonsense, and that the era of big government is over. So we have to remind people of all the destructive things he was about to do, and the public and the Senate and House put the kibosh on it. So there's ways to combat this. We got to be smart. Huh?
How many bodies are there behind the Clintons?
Oh God. Yeah. Well, we could go through that too, but.
Exactly. When you really start looking it over, there is a whole lot of things to throw at the Clintons.
Sure.
Especially if you drag Bill into it. For one, I remember when you left the White House, you stole half the stuff in the White House when you left.
Well, not only that, I mean, when you look at, if you just want to go, okay, just on her resume alone, the woman, she has no talent. She has nothing to bring to the table. She was a complete failure as Secretary of State. That's quite obvious. She's guilty of so many other things from her past. She's not a nice person. We could throw all kinds of stuff in there, but, you know, we could also bring up the fact that she used to be a conservative, and until she got introduced to Saul Alinsky and turned into a hard left communist, we could do that. But, you know, we could try.
Well, what you got to do is come up with a candidate that is going to have a chance. And
yes,
that's not going to be a Jeb. I'm not going to vote for a Jeb Bush.
I won't either.
Going to vote for anyone along that kind of line. It's just I won't do it.
I won't either. Exactly.
But that's what we're going to have, is they're going to shove someone like that down our throats.
God,
oh, this is what you want. This is who you want. Because that's who they want. That's who the big money factors want.
I know.
And I've already had to deal with two Bushes that were Agenda 21. I don't need a third.
I know. And he's also right in there pushing Common Core from the very beginning, Jeb. Isn't that nice?
He's also one of them out there that goes to these meetings with Bill Gates on world depopulation.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. Well, Bill and Melinda are the ones who started this damn Common Core, along with the other elites and the higher ups and the, what do they call them, the Governors Association.
It was somebody in prison that put it all together.
Oh,
just
geez.
Like with the healthcare crap, it was somebody in prison. Ain't that wild how the Democrats are getting their ideas from people in prison?
God, you know that reminds me of another person that was in prison and wrote something called Mein Kampf.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take us out with a song. Thank you, Bill, so much. Thanks, Chad. Jolene,
thanks,
you guys have a great – thanks, everybody.
Blessings, Linda, and everyone out there, blessings. Let's
absolutely.
Yo
and Nick.
Yo and Nick. Love you. Love you.
Okay, guys. I'm going to play this one real quick, and then we'll wrap it.
Quantity and no quality will be discipline.
They call the passage of this bill Armageddon. Armageddon. And the freedom is
we'll take it. No, we ain't gonna take it. We won't take Obama anymore.
Tune in tomorrow for my show right from the left coast, 7 p.m. Eastern from sunny Oceanside, California. God bless you guys. Have a great one. See you tomorrow.
Right there.
Good night.
Good night.